Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You're my honey bun sugar pop, pumpy, yummy, yumpy. You're my sweetie pie.
Okay, guys, all in favor for Bianca getting revenge on her man Mario, say aye.
Aye!
Bianca, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
How can we help you get revenge on Mario?
Okay, so I'm pissed.
Oh, okay.
I feel that, girl. What happened?
He moved my car and made me think that it was stolen on a morning that I was already late to work. We have one assigned parking space.
Uh-huh.
In our new place. Like, we just moved in together.
Okay.
And it's been awesome, but, like, that's the one issue that we have. And I always take the spot because I get home first. And
fair.
There's other parking, like, across the street or on the other side of the parking lot. And, you know, I'm a girl. So, like,
I was going to say. as the queen in the relationship, you deserve the spot. Go ahead.
Exactly. So, you know, he normally will find other parking. And the other day, I got up to go to work, and I was already running late, and I walked outside, and it was gone. And I freaked out.
Your car was gone.
Yeah.
So she wished her man was gone at this point, right? So it was all, was it a joke, or?
You know, it ended up being a joke, but he let me get to my phone and almost call the cops before he said it wasn't stolen.
No.
He moved it on purpose to prove a point to me, right? He was like, oh, it's not fair that you always get the spot. And sometimes I get home at 2 a.m. and there's no visitor parking and, you know.
So are we reconsidering this relationship, by the way?
Break the lease.
No, I love this man. We just moved in together. Like, he pranked me, and I'm not going to stand for it. So
right. We get that. Okay.
All is fair in love and war. I got it.
All in favor to get him back, say aye.
Aye.
This is what we're going to do. Carla, how many seconds we're going to give her?
150.
150 seconds to convince your man Mario into baby talking to you live on the radio. That way we can embarrass him and get a little revenge for you this morning, okay?
Okay.
Do you and Mario ever baby talk in the relationship, by the way?
Not baby talk. This is going to sound so stupid. But I found out by accident that I do a really good Princess Peach voice. And so it became like an inside joke between us.
What's Princess Peach?
Wait, are you... Because your man's name is Mario?
Yes.
Are you talking about Super Mario?
Yes.
So Princess Peach is the damsel in distress in all the Super Mario games.
Girl, are you going to make him talk like Super Mario?
I hope so.
Oh my God!
Wait, I haven't played this in such a long time. What does Super Mario say?
Mario, brother.
is that what he says?
It's better than that.
It's better than that, but yeah.
It's like a really offensive Italian. It's
a
Mario, you
know,
like.
Yes, you got it.
And that's what your man does?
Yes.
Oh my God, I can't wait for this.
He responded to my Princess Peach voice, which
Hello.
I think was so good. Anyway, it's and I know that he would be embarrassed because he only does it around the house and with me in private.
I'm trying to get in a relationship just so I can have these moments. What is going on?
You know, Mario's just trying to get that peach fuzz. You feel me?
I got some.
You feel me? All right. We need his number. We're going to call him up next to embarrass him. Okay, Bianca?
Yes.
All right. Bianca's Cupcake Call up next with your Morning Mess. Back with a Cupcake Call. We spoke to Bianca, letting us know that she needs a revenge on her man. They moved to a new little apartment spot with one parking space. And her man thinks it's unfair that she always gets it. So to teach her a lesson, he moved her car, parked his car. So when she came out, she thought her car was stolen. Bianca, you're there, right?
I'm here.
Not funny.
No, not funny.
No. And of all the things that he could have done, like, I don't know, one, talk to you about it, or two, talk to you about it, he decided to go and run and do this.
Yeah, called the cops.
I know, and you were late to work. Like, what are you going to say? I'm late because my car wasn't stolen and my boyfriend's an idiot.
Right? Ugh.
Now, obviously, you're the woman in a relationship. He's the man, so he thinks you should drive down the block to your car instead of him?
No, he just, I always get the spot because I'm home before he is, and he doesn't think it's fair. He wants it every once in a while, but he didn't have to make me think my car was stolen.
Yeah, he didn't do that. What he should do is work harder to buy you a house. How about that?
Oh!
You know what I'm saying?
You better give lessons, Joey. Somebody take notes.
All in favor to get Mario back, say aye.
Aye.
How many seconds we're getting, Bianca?
150.
150 seconds to convince your man to baby talking to you live on the radio to embarrass him, as he almost embarrassed you calling 911 for that stolen car that wasn't stolen. Now, here's the thing. We usually do the baby talking, but you say you have kind of a little pet name or little thing you do with your boyfriend, Mario?
Yeah, it's not a pet name. It's more like, his name is Mario, and I do a good Princess Peach voice. And then he started to reply to me in, like, Super Mario voice.
So is this, like, a little thing you guys do in the bedroom?
No, not in the bedroom. Just at home, though. Like, it's never in public. Never.
Never.
Girl, you know Super Mario cleans up pipes, honey.
Hello. There you go. We're going to get Super Mario with this one. You ready, Bianca?
I'm here. I'm good.
Here we go.
Let's do it.
Hello?
Hi, hon.
Hey, baby. What's up?
Hey, I'm super damsel in distress right now.
Okay. Well, Miss Drama, what's going on?
Well, I can't get my steering wheel to move. I need your help.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. It's really easy. Just, you got to put your keys in and you got to start turning the wheel a little bit.
No, I know that. I've done it. Like, it's not working. please. I'm already.
Look, I'm trying to help you. Just do what I'm going to tell you. All right. I'm trying to help you out here. Babe, I'm going
to
be late to work, all right? Just listen. Just put the key in.
I'm
going
to be late to work, please. Come on, Mario. Help me. Help me, please,
look,
Mario. I'm in
look,
trouble.
I can't right now. If you can't take it seriously, just go on Google or something and look it up, okay?
Come on. No, don't tell me to Google. I've already Googled. I need your help. I'm your princess thief. Come on, Mario.
You want me to do this on the voice? Hold on a second. Hello.
Okay, Princess Barbara, what are you feeding the wheel? Norway, me, it's Mario. And I'm here to save you. Grab the keys and put them in the hole. Turn to the car. Are they kindly stuck? Oh, no. Jiggle the keys.
Super Mario, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, Super Mario, we do have to let you know you're live on the radio right now.
Oh my
God.
Okay.
Taking it very well. Yeah, we're the Morning Mess on Live 101.5, and you've been Cupcake Called.
What?
Bianca, you want to let him know why he's embarrassing himself live on the radio?
Oh, yeah, for making me think my car got stolen.
What?
Yeah, this is payback, Ma. This is payback, Mario.
First of all, there's a lot of reasons why that happened, okay?
Okay.
Can you explain why you do a Mario voice to your girl like that?
Well, I mean, come on. It's just... Everybody's got that thing, you know what I mean?
He's got that thing on him, you know what I'm saying?
Got that inside joke, you know? I mean, I don't know.
You definitely were trying to get inside.
Oh,
that's for sure.
My God!
Cupcake Calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget.
Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.